Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Yeah.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Good evening out there, and welcome in. It is Think Thursday, and we have a lot to think about. We have Miss Gloria Melion coming on with us. You know, she teaches us how to take care of our body and give us some information to think about while we're eating and putting in our bodies the things that we do. But before we get started, you know, we all out here have to resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return. And winter never fails to come. You know, winter will always turn into spring. I'd like to say happy holiday season out there. Hanukkah is over. And now Christmas is coming in. And then we'll have Kwanzaa. And then we have that daily holiday, which is the beauty of ourselves each and every day. You know, there is no self-improvement without effort. Without taking action, happiness will never come, no matter how long you wait. A life without peaks and valleys is a fairy tale. Reality is strict because it is a win or lose struggle. This is the way it is for human beings. Therefore, you should not allow yourselves to be battered about reality, but rather willingly rise to the challenge and use them as opportunities to train and strengthen yourself. I'd like to say welcome in. I'm going to get us started with this holiday season until Miss Melion comes on with us. I'd like to say happy holidays to you. Here we go.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth.
Unification can be as powerful as an atomic bomb. Keep that in mind. Think about that. And on that note, we have Miss Gloria Melion on with us to share and care and tell us about this sugar in our body and why we can't resist it. Gloria, are you with us with Waking Up with Linda McShane?
I am. Good evening. How's everybody?
Good evening, and happy holidays, Gloria.
Okay. And speaking of holidays, I was like, after I told you about sugar, I said, now, all of Linda's guests are going to be throwing eggs at the radio because this lady's talking about trying to take away our sugar at Christmas time.
Well, they just give them something to think about so they won't eat so much, okay?
You know, that's the thing. And really, that is for me in particular because I'm like, oh, my God. Well, anyway, we know that sugar is just as addictive. And actually, they say that sugar, once it gets into the bloodstream, mm-hmm. that it has the same pleasure as cocaine or heroin. Now, I don't know how those two feel, but I do know how sugar feels, and it does take you into a whole nother sphere, you know,
okay.
because it tastes good. And we like, you know, things, usually things with sugar taste good, and it makes us, you know, feel good for even a short time.
Okay.
And so the whole point is that, you know, it is addictive, and it is like, it's really in the league of
mm-hmm.
this century. You know, okay. sugar is what tobacco used to be, you know, back in the day when
okay.
they didn't, and they're doing the same thing with sugar. They're
okay.
denying that it has these effects on us. And, you know, and they're just showing us the good side because sugar has been good to them because sugar has built millionaires galore for a long time. I mean,
okay.
there are some cases where Africans were brought to this country for the cultivation of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because it needed to be in a tropical area. And who... better to work under those conditions were people that lived in a tropical area and that, you know, was or is the Africans. And so, I don't know, sugar has a long, sordid past, and a lot of people's lives have been destroyed. Some people have made a lot of money. Some people have lost their lives. And as I was reading up on the subject, this doctor was talking about how you know, it's just, it's everywhere. It's in everything in our food supply.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hidden. Some of it is, you know, right out in the open. Some of it you can detect, some of it you cannot. But it's a major, you know, money maker in this capitalistic society that we live in. And so a lot of times when things are profitable, we tend to bury the not so good things about it. So anyway,
right.
I don't want to be, you know, like the bearer of bad news, but I know this is the season where I grew up, and I'm sure many people grew up, you know, even though we ate sugar throughout the year, but during the Christmas holidays, that kind of, it could double or God knows what, because, you know, all of the good treats that our parents made for us had sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, as a result, oh, I know what I wanted to say was that the doctor said that the more he studied, the more he found that the root cause of most of the diseases today had to do with sugar. It's like it was the first cause, and you can trace, you know, the illness of the disease back to your original cause, which was sugar. So just, you know, I don't want to like belabor and go on and on about it. It's all in our food supply. It's everywhere. It's in the things that we drink, the things that we eat, and you know, we just have to be aware of the danger. It's like a two-edged sword, because on one side it tastes good and makes us feel good. But then on the other side, it has some, you know, bad effects on the body. And just imagine now what sugar does to a car if you put it into your – I know we've heard stories about people putting sugar in people's gas tanks.
Right.
What eventually happened. And that sugar destroyed our engines.
Right.
And now, you know, we're not made of the stuff that engines are, and it was able to do that. So, you know, I'm just, you know, just saying, just look at, you know, the detrimental effects that it can have on us, even though it, you know, gives us so much pleasure.
Mm.
And so I guess my message tonight is to, you know, just be aware of, you know, how much we're eating. You know, how much sugar we're eating and that type of thing. you know, because we want to stay healthy, and we know that sugar is one of those things that can destroy our health. So not that people don't know, and I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but I do like to bring information that I think will help people. And I know that, you know, this is the time of year when we overindulge. I've done it all my life at Christmas time. Everywhere you go, somebody has something good to eat. And you don't turn this down. How dare you? You know what I mean?
No, you don't. You don't turn
you
it down.
Do
and as you're speaking of the sugar, you know, at this particular time, that's why this is called Think Thursday, Gloria. And we're so glad that you took our time to remind us, you know, instead of eating a whole box of candy, we'll only eat the half a box of candy.
Just a, yeah,
okay?
Just a half.
Because hopefully something we'll think about what you said. And on that note, you know, people should I've learned to be a label reader, okay, on the nutritional labels now that are supposed to be true. But I like juices, and I like, you know, I try to go half with juice and half with water if there's a juice that has sugar in it, to kind of break that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a juice that I can't remember who it's by. You cannot find it everywhere. It says zero sugar in it. But
mm-hmm.
it still tastes good, okay? So I try to load up on that particular juice, and maybe within the last 5 years I've learned how to, you know, really pay attention to that nutritional label on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, everything does have sugar in it. Everything has. I remember I had a physician he wasn't my family physician, and he said, don't get anything with any salt in it. And that's when I actually started reading labels, you know, because I went shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, like, you know, different, and I looked on the back and everything in the world had salt in it. And I went back. I said, I need to talk to the nutritionist. I said, I don't want to see
mm-hmm.
that gentleman. I said, everything has salt in it. What does he mean, don't I? I said, that means I can't eat anything. Well, he didn't break
mm-hmm.
it down clear to me. But what it did, it educated me to watch those nutritional labels on the back.
Right.
So I'll find the name of the juice. You can't get it everywhere, but it says zero sugar, and that's what caught my attention. I said, it probably tastes horrible, but I'm going to try it anyway. And I tried it,
right.
and I fell in love with it. So whether that label is telling the truth or not, the juice does taste good. And plant-based, what is this, stevia? Stevia is a plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
For teas and things like that. I use stevia. I used to like the cane sugar. I used to do the honey has a lot of sugar in it, but sometimes we have to make
yeah.
our soothing teas with honey. So
right.
a small
exactly.
amount of honey once a week, it won't bother you, you know. But to be aware, and our bodies crave for it because, like you say, it's like it's a drug. It is a
right.
drug, and if you go into particular neighborhoods, I mean, everything, but I know parents that won't allow their children to eat sugar at all, starting them off as babies. So they never
mm-hmm.
acquire that desire for it, you know. But that's kind of hard to do because, you know, when you go to grandma's house and over to auntie, they're going to sneak you a piece of candy, you know. That's why you like going
right,
over there.
Right.
So, yeah, and I'm talking to you because you know we are guilty, okay?
Yes.
Oh, well, let me
yes,
just
absolutely.
One won't hurt. But I'm glad that you're sharing this with us to think about. So it is Christmas. There's going to be donuts. There's going to be muffins. And most of us
right.
will have to prepare them in our own kitchen. At least I know I will because I am not going to
mm-hmm.
die trying to eat a Nelly's apple pie. I'm not going to be out there mixing and mingling. And it's so different,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when we get stressed out or when we have things on our mind, the first thing we want to do is eat something with some sugar in it. So because
mm-hmm.
this is
And you
a,
know, that's our, it's actually our natural first taste because we do need glucose. Now,
okay.
at the beginning, it came from fruits.
Okay.
And so, you know, over time, then it evolved into this thing that we have now, you know, the white granulated. So naturally, our taste goes towards sweet. That's something that's innate in us. But,
okay.
you know, like over time, it's become processed. And that's
okay.
where the problem comes in is because it's not a natural. It's not, in other words, it's manufactured. It's not like coming from a fruit. You know
right.
what I mean? And so, but we do have that fruit, that sugar taste in our mouths. We desire to have something, you know, a little sweet. Makes
right.
me feel good. Yeah,
well,
but it's just that over time, you know, they've processed it, and so
mm-hmm.
our bodies cannot handle it. And it's like the more you eat, the more you want. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? And so that's
mm-hmm.
where the problem comes in. But anything in moderation, I shouldn't say anything, but most things in moderation, you know, will not bring that much harm to your body. So, you know, we just need to, like you said, be mindful of the sources of our sugar and the amount.
Right, the way it comes on and how it comes in. Well, you know, when you said you were going to talk about it, I said, oh, yeah, nobody wants to hear that. That's why we can't. But at least you're telling us why we can't resist it. You're not saying resist it. You're just saying why we can't resist
right.
it. So it's
right.
up to us as individuals to decide. Like I said, eat the half a box of candy or the whole box of candy. Because if I get a piece of cake or something, and, you know, I love my sweets. I love them. But I have sense enough to know after I eat that cake to drink 5 gallons of water. can move it
okay.
through. I'm, you know, it's like you know
yes.
that you don't need this, but it tastes so good.
Right.
And
it tastes so good. Yeah.
It tastes, and it, like they say, everything that tastes good ain't good for you. I have a friend, and she had, she eats very, very healthy. And she will go and say, what's in this? Or what's in it? Or she goes to, you know, a restaurant, she want to know what's in that. And she will always
mm-hmm.
say, don't nothing taste that good to kill you. And she doesn't eat sugar, okay? She does not
mm.
eat sugar. And I says, well,
mm.
I need to stick close to her.
She is mm-hmm. who I hope to. Yeah.
Huh?
That's what I work. I said, she is who I would like to be.
Oh yeah, she doesn't mess with, you know,
yeah,
she knows how to find the sugar free. Right. She knows
mm-hmm.
how to find the sugar free, and she's very picky, you know, about where she eats, who cooks it, but she says nothing tastes that good to kill you. But she is one
mm-hmm.
person that I know if you want to get on that, get off the sweet routine, hire her in. And she's a little
mm-hmm.
feisty thing. And so she's not too pleasant when she's telling you about it either. Okay, so sometimes we need to have directors coming from those type of, I call them definite people. But, yeah, she does not eat
mm-hmm.
sugar. She's, I call her my partner in life. People say, that's your partner in crime. You know, she's out of New Orleans, and it's very hard for a Southern person not to deal with that sugar, because as you were talking,
oh
I was thinking about praline
yeah.
candies and stuff. Mm-hmm. I could just taste that praline.
I grew up in a sugar house, Linda.
I
said I grew up in a sugar house. My mom was a tall, slender lady, so it didn't bother her, but it
okay.
did me. But she always, she liked to make things, you know, good things for her kids, her family.
Right.
And
right.
she always had something. She'd make popcorn. Cookies, the pralines, oh my God.
Yeah,
cakes,
you know what I'm talking
stuff.
About. That's right, you're
yeah,
out in New Orleans,
so
you know.
I'm still struggling. I don't eat, you know, that kind of sugar as much. But, you know, from time to time, for sure, I'm like, I like honey in my tea and, you know, that type of thing. So anyway, the thing is to be aware and to, you know, deal with it on a case-by-case basis. So that's how I deal with it.
And to
what, you know
what we
I mean?
Do, what we do on Thursday is, you just gave us something to think about, Miss Melion, and we so much appreciate you for your time and you putting us in the right direction. Now, how many of us will stick to it? We don't know, and maybe
yes,
I'll have
right
to have you come back after the holiday and tell us how
okay.
to flush our system. I think that would be a wonderful topic because we're all going to need a flushing. Okay? So kind of like think
Alrighty
about that. Remind me of what I said. I'm trying to jot it down, but you know, sometimes I can't remember 20 minutes ago. And especially this, the weeks are flying by so fast. And when we talk about sugar, and
yeah.
I'm going to let you go, I had a young man that was a neighbor. And every evening, if you did not beat him to sleep, you weren't going to get to sleep. Because he would
what?
Run. And he was over my head, right? And he would run back and forth every night. So I saw his mother. I said, you know, I said, oh, she said, oh, we got to go down to the 7-Eleven. I say, for what? She said, oh, he gets a snow cone every day. I said, there it is. I say, mama, don't give that baby that sugar. In the evening, he would run
right.
up there. I'm telling you, if you didn't get to sleep before him, you weren't going to get to sleep. She fed him a snow cone every day, and we suffered from that. Those kids get that sugar high. We as adults get the sugar high. Because back to what
yeah.
you said, Ms. Melion, Dr. Melion, shall I say, that we can't, it tastes good, and we have a craving for it, and we have a natural thing that we pull on there, but I just thought I would share those. You know, I'm a woman of my word here. I
okay.
say, when you let me know your time frame, I respect that. Then that way I could be honored with your presence whenever, you know, we need you to come on with Thank Thursday and give us something to think about. So on that note, I'm going to say to you, enjoy the season. I will be speaking with you now next Thursday.
Absolutely.
It's Christmas Eve, so I don't know which way We're going to go with that, and then you would come back on but we'll talk about it. You know, it's
we'll
some things that we can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can talk about it, but our appreciation to you for making our brain cells get a little, do a little dance, and you know, we're going to think about it. Some of us will think about it whole. Some of us are like, let it pass through, and some of us won't think about it at all. But the most important thing is what we do at Waking Up with Linda McShann. We wake you up. And what you do with it is really up to you. You have options out there. But we will come back on, and you will give us that body flush, because I'm going to tell you right now, I am definitely going to have that information. Because, yeah, I like sweet potato pie, and I, you know, all of that stuff. Well, I'm not going into Texas. That's pretty, probably a benefit, because you know what's happening down there. So, you know, that's going to be a break, because so I won't have to flush too badly. Because if I have to do the cooking around here, I'm going to tell you it's not going to be that feast that usually go on over there with, you know, in the morning when you get up and it's 14 cakes on the table. You know how they do it. So, you know, and the pots keep coming the door, and everything is sitting around. So this is different from us. We're going to all get through this together. Again, we're going to extend our appreciation out to you, Gloria. And now we know why we cannot resist that sugar. And if, according to Gloria, it's just like those other hard drugs out there, which we don't know nothing about, but they are very, very addictive and show us sugar. So on that note, we're going to say have a wonderful one, and we'll talk to you later.
All righty. Thank you.
And enjoy your evening. Remember, don't eat the whole box of chocolates, just the half. We love you, Gloria. Okay.
Thank you, Linda. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Wonderful.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I want
Yes, this is the season for us to be jolly out here. So if you're feeling a little down, a little bit different, because it's going to be done in a different way, it's all different for all of us here, I want you to dial NAMI. That's at 1-800-950-6264. 24 hours. They help keep you in balance. You know, when it gets a little confusing and we're going with all these losses, all these changes, all these transitions, call NAMI, 1-800-950-6264. And I'd like to give my special appreciation out there to our healthcare community. They're the first to be out there to try to save lives, the first at the vaccine to try to continue to save more lives. We just love them to death. We take our hearts and our hats and our love for our healthcare community out here and everyone that's out here moving with the public and essential workers, non-essential workers, just if we're up breathing. I have a saying, I can't really say it over the radio. It's like, wear that mask and take a seat on your you-know-what, okay? Don't go to Aunt Jen's house. You know, it's going to be a little bit different. This stuff is crazy out here. There's almost 5,000 people in hospital. No hospital beds, okay? It's like something to really, really think about. And each morning I get up, I think about them, and I'm going to play this song because I have to give it to them. We love our healthcare communities and all of you out there that are taking a direction. Keep your mask on, okay? Please keep your mask on.
Forever, ever, 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 ever
Yes, and on that note, you know, I'd like to send my condolences out to persons who have family members that are no longer here with us. You know, if you take it from me, because my belief system is a little different, there's no beginning, there is no end. Okay, the persons that are no longer here will return. And those cars broke down, but they're coming back as being brand new, shiny, whatevers, Rolls Royces, Bentleys, or whatever. Keep that positivity out there. They did not want you to be sad if it was a parent or whatever. They didn't raise us to carry that sadness. And when a person passes away, their spirit stays in cool, and it's trying to settle for about 45 days, okay? So whatever you're feeling out there, they're feeling out there. And I know it's hard. It's hard to adjust because we want to have that physical touch. You know, you can't touch them anymore, but guess what? They are really not gone anywhere at all. So we're going to keep rolling here. I just thought I'd put that out there. Condolences to all of you. Please try to have a joyous season. Remember the good things, all the good memories, okay?
Yeah.